Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council and the ISU Sustainability Club.
Welcome to Sustainable Idaho, the show where we explore the economic, societal, and environmental implications of sustainability within Idaho. I'm Scott Greaves.
And I'm Rachel McGovern.
This week on Sustainable Idaho, we're investigating a new topic, the Fort Hall Mine Landfill.
Yeah, the Fort Hall Mine Landfill is located south of Pocatello, near the Gap, and has operated since 1943. And despite its name, the landfill is actually not on the Fort Hall Reservation. So you might be wondering, why are we interested in the Fort Hall Mine Landfill? It might sound like a bit of a trashy topic, if you pardon the awful pun.
That was an awful pun. But the landfill is an extremely important topic. Hazardous chemicals were dumped in the landfill sometime in the 1940s. These chemical pollutants have slowly seeped into the ground and eventually leached into our groundwater.
So this week on Sustainable Idaho, we speak to David Goings, a senior hydrogeologist for the Department of Environmental Quality, who's been tackling the issue of groundwater contamination from the Fort Hall Mine landfill.
The Fort Hall Mine issue, it's been known for decades. Historically, it accepted large quantities of solvents, specifically tetrachloroethylene and trichloroethylene, which we refer to as PCE and TCE. And those solvents over time have flowed out of the landfill itself and down Fort Hall Canyon, and they have joined the lower Portneuf Aquifer, which is our groundwater source, the entire valley's groundwater source. It is the source of our drinking water in the Portneuf Valley, in Pocatello and Chubbuck. So it's vital to protect that groundwater source, and that's the concern here.
To summarize what David just stated, the landfill is leaching toxic pollutants into the Portneuf Aquifer, which is used by Pocatello and Chubbuck as a drinking water source.
Right. And an aquifer is a body of underground permeable rock which can transmit groundwater. In this situation, it's possible to think of the Portneuf Aquifer as an underground river, where Pocatello and Chubbuck are downstream of an area of point source pollution.
And I think it's important to note here that when these chemical pollutants were dumped sometime in the 1940s, there are very few environmental regulations. Since then, ownership of the landfill site has changed hands a couple of times, with Bannock County operating the site since 1979.
So we continued by asking David to provide a brief history of how the landfill contaminants have been managed.
In 1991, the presence of these contaminants outside the landfill was discovered. 1993, that landfill was closed and federal regulations regarding landfills took effect and caused closure of that landfill. By 2000, the county had done two studies on the source of the contamination, and those were done under a consent order that was signed with the Department of Environmental Quality. After those studies were done in 2002, they put in a remediation system, what we call an air stripper, where they pump water out of the ground, out of the Fort Hall Canyon near the landfill that is contaminated. They run it through this air stripper, which removes the contaminants from the water, and then the water is allowed to flow back into the ground, into the aquifer.
After the striking discovery that the contaminants were leaching out of the landfill site, Bannock County was relying on the air stripper as an effective remediation strategy. However, after a number of years, a worrying finding was made.
After a number of years and a number of improvements to that remediation system, it was discovered that the remediation system was not adequately treating the contaminants, and they were actually increasing below the remediation system. So it was not an effective system. And so in 2014, we directed the county to address that issue, and we entered into a new consent order with them in 2016.
So in 2014, it was discovered that the remediation strategy, which David described as an air stripper device, was not effective in stopping the contaminants leaching into the groundwater. And this problem raised a number of key questions. Why was the air stripper not working? And how could the county and the DEQ work to find an effective alternative solution?
So as of right now, they are in the process of restudying the entire system because that initial conceptual idea of how the system operates is wrong.
So in a nutshell, the initial attempts to characterize the hydrogeological processes occurring at the landfill were incorrect. And as a result, the remediation strategy, or the air stripper, was not an effective solution. So I continued by asking David, what needs to happen now to overcome this issue?
That's the problem, is that the initial view of how everything operates was incorrect. And so the remediation system that was placed there in an effort to clean it up couldn't be effective because it was based on this inappropriate view of the system. So right now we're in the new site characterization phase and trying to develop a new conceptual site model so that we can move to a new remediation effort to clean it up.
So as it stands, a new study is being conducted right now to recharacterize the conditions at the Fort Hall landfill site in an attempt to figure out which new remediation strategy is required. In the meantime, I asked David, who is being affected by this contaminated groundwater? And what steps have the DEQ taken to ensure that they're keeping everybody safe?
Well, there are no city wells that are impacted. There are residential wells that are impacted, and all of those people have been informed. Their wells have been sampled. We've implemented an extensive off-site sampling effort. So all of those people are aware of the issue. And way back in the 90s, after we discovered the issue, the city of Pocatello extended a water line out to meet all of the residential areas out there that are impacted along Fort Hall Road and Portneuf Road, and made a big loop so that those houses could connect to city water.
Thank you to David Goings for joining us this week. Join us for Sustainable Idaho next week, where we delve deeper into the issue of groundwater contamination. Also, the Sustainability Club is hosting an explorative education day this Friday, March 26th, from 3 to 5 p.m. They will be meeting at the Sportsman's Access Point off of East Old Oregon Trail Road, 6 miles east of McCammon. For more details, visit the ISU Sustainability Club website. Join us for Sustainable Idaho every Tuesday morning at 7:35.
Sustainable Idaho airs Tuesday morning at 7:35. Thank you to our partners, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org.